Begin the current daf and set the human daf yud gimel. Begin on the base. Begin towards the master. Begin towards the gemara. Elo l'chad amala. Rather to one of them, he says, "Amanas sheikandas basic nes." I mean, that's his original first wife. He says on the condition that I go into the shul, then for you it's going to be a gap. Now, taste one is the avakad divah. Although the gemara already asked regarding such a context of dimloy a little bit condition, maybe she's not going to go into shul and it's going to turn into a problem. So taste on the middle gemara did da. That was regarding the woman herself. Shadoshim tzloni saying because the women they're lazy. For Kahanim's reasoning, but the Kahanim themselves, they're very diligent. But Koshkin, Kohen Gadol, the high priest is for sure very diligent. But Lishkos, he's not going to get. And if he has to get into Shul to make sure that this is going to turn into a get, he's not going to forget. But more of a taste says, by the woman, the other wife, we're more concerned. She's not around in this woman's house and her co-wife to see that her friend's not dying, that she should go into Shul. Not to be keep it all the way. You think that they're tied together in the same cell? Where if a friend's dying, she has to get into shul that it shouldn't be a get, comes out that she wouldn't be able to differentiate that, but the husband is there and he knows, and therefore we could say more that he will fulfill, even though by the woman we were concerned that she's not going to go into shul. The next message that begins with the Gemara, which actually the Taisis on this Amid are not according to the order, rather this the Rimaskal is supposed to be after the Rimaskal of Adilma, and afterwards the Rimaskal of Chad Amala. So Taisa says, to one he says, Amanasha Khanis Bakulu, on the condition, like we said in the previous Dharmasal, that I'm going to go into the shul. So Taisa explains what is this ultimate proposition that we say is according to Behuda what we do when we prepare the second wife. To one he says, which is the first original wife, he says, on the condition that I go into the shul, then it's gonna be again. Vishni Amma to the second wife he said, Amanash Thomas Khabarisakha. On the condition that the first wife doesn't die, then it's going to be a get for you. Ah, the sulak of the mechashul midi. That's the perfect formula. Now there's nothing to be concerned about. So this explains. Because the imei sashni, if the second new wife dies, this one that he had divorced on the condition that he goes into shul, b'pag davoida, halfway through davoida, sa'al-betekinesis. Well, going to the shul, meaning for the original first wife, and he's going to fulfill the condition. I'm going to get to my friend, so he's going to get my friend. Like, we have two houses, because one of them he divorced on the condition that he goes into the shul, so that's retroactively divorced. And before he became she wasn't his wife. And the second one that he divorced on the condition that the first one doesn't die, so here the first one did die, so it's not fulfilled. So he has that second new wife. V'loy ma'isa, and if they don't die, lo ha v'lo ha, neither one of them dies, so he'll have the kamaisa again. So the first one, meaning of the new wife, is going to be a get, because he stipulated on the condition that the other one doesn't die, so then it's going to be a get. So she's divorced. And regarding the other one, he's not going to go into the shul, so she's not divorced, so she'll be remaining. Now, if the first one dies, halfway through the avoda. Now, keeping the shnei lemaisa, since the second one doesn't die, because like we said, lechayish rebuda is not going to turn for death of two of them. So she's retroactively divorced because she died in the middle of the avoda. So it comes out that in the beginning of the avoda there was no base bottom. And but the other one is not going to go into the shul. Because the taste explains about Elam and Gashal Leah, because if he would only divorce Leah, Bamalani would tell her Amanashik on the basic nesses. Okay, on the condition that I go into Shul, then it's going to be a get for you, Bulaim Rachel Midi. He's not going to say anything to the other wife, Rachel. But the problem is, Dimma Meister Rachel, the Pagan Avid, maybe Rachel is going to die halfway through the Avid. Bechelab, what should he do now? E, Elam Basic Nesses, if he goes into Shul, so come and come and Babla Bais. Now he's left with no wife. Vila, Elam Basic Nesses, not going to go into Shul, Ari Abin Mixes Avid, Bashne Bath, and it turns out that up until this point, he had that of two wives. So Hilgachleav should be nachas. So this is no other option. Rather, he has to divorce one of them on the condition that he goes into shul, and the other one, if the other one doesn't die, and test to become a lashon masbukah. The wording also sounds like this. They come from the fact that it says l'chadam alav, but the one he says l'chadam l'shniyam v'hesnei. It sounds like the other one. He's also telling something, which we're saying that he's telling that second one on the condition the other one doesn't die, and to that first one he says that on the condition that I go to shul. Now, Tais says b'yushalmi mashman. Yushalmi, it sounds like. That this that we say Isha Kharis Maskinalai, that we prepare another wife for him, Mizam Noisa, meaning we prepare her, meaning Shem Thomas should be a Mikiburm, that if his wife doesn't Mikiburm, Sheikadir Shay's be Mikiburm, that you're right, not like our Gemara says, that he's going to then get married to her in Yamikiburm. Well, Polaga Gemara did not, it disagrees with our Gemara. Because the Parachas and the Yishami asked, would they be Kadish Met? Well, what do you mean? Why doesn't he get engaged from before Mikiburm? The Mashmalay Maskinan, because the Yishami understands the word Maskinan, prepare, means Mazman Mam was just preparing her. Mishan Bigmar answers, you can't say that he married her from before Mikiburm, because Mechibe Bad Besides says, Meikrat Azayin, that he atones for himself and for his wife, and not for two wives. Apart from the Mishan Bigmar asks, and Yishami, but isn't the acquiring acquisition on Shabbos, which seemingly is what our Bavli doesn't like that option. Mishani, the Yerushalmi answer, Mishum Shavu, Sikir B'Mikdash. Yes, it's only rabbinically forbidden as a Kenyan, it's not a biblical violation. And the Mikdash, they permitted Shavusim. Aram Chanina says, Hod Amr, this is what you say, Halin, the Kansan Amrlin. If someone marries a Almana on Erev Shabbos, so he has to go ahead and consummate the relationship from before Shabbos. Shabbos. That it shouldn't be like acquiring a Kenyan on Shabbos days to get married from before Shabbos. So it says, Neil Farsh, to me, what is this that they're picking specifically an Almana? Because Besula Shishlachavim regarding a virgin where they would have a Chuppah from before Shabbos. So the Chuppah helps to acquire the Kenyan. That's Mishosh and Echlis Lachuppah Kandal Chadavim. Therefore, he's allowed to go ahead and consummate the relationship on Shabbos. But a mona shein l'chuppah regarding a mona does not have a chuppah. But in the niggas l'bal yishlo dam alo olof in the debia. So he only acquires her for all these different purposes to inherit onto me to tamatar and to nullify her vows. Elad the abia that's only through the cohabitation. So it's a chuppah l'bal yishlo dam alo to make sure to consummate the relationship from before Shabbos. Shlei hikku kenik in the Shabbos. It shouldn't be like acquiring kenik in the Shabbos, which we said you can only do that in the base of Migdash, not out of the base of Migdash, because it's forbidden as a shvus, as a drabun. As a Kenyan. Now, the film says, Lubishas Laman Chuppah couldn't be, and even if you can say that, no, even a widow has a Chuppah before the Bia, still nearly the Yichud Shemesiachad is the Mahan Chuppah. So, what is the Chuppah that they would do for an Almana? It's the Yichud room, it's the one they would seclude themselves. That's what they're saying over there in the Yerushalmi, that you should make sure to do that from before Shabbos. Abbasula, Mashiach to be Numa, but regarding a virgin, when she would go out with Hinuma, which is the Badekin that they would cover over with the deck tekel, with the cloth over her face, that is her chuppah. That they would only do early in the day than when it was already still on Friday. But the problem was they would only do the seclusion in the Yichidrum later on at nighttime near the time of the Bia. That's what Yisham is saying. Halinda, Kansan Armelin, if he's getting married to a widow, you have to be careful to do the Yichid when it's still Friday, because the Yichid Shalahayim Chuppah, because the Chuppah that they would do would be the Yichid, which is usually later at night. And so it says, nearly so it appears to me more to say, that by the widow, there also is Chuppah. Again, but the problem is the Chuppah is the Yichid room, and therefore Yeshle Zab might appreciate that you have to be careful what we explain. Shakran, someone of some man is a widow. So you have to make sure to do the Yichid and Erev Shabbos after the Berachas and Nesun, and not wait for later at night, just before the Bia. Kshenek says, not to begin with the Gemara, L'chodam Allah, and to one he says to her, this is your get on the condition that you don't go into the shul, which was the other one, which was then it's going to be a get. Which says the hashli, you might say the plug in the void. Now, if she dies happy through the void, they keep the idol, but since she didn't go into the shul, I'm guessing my friends are retroactive with the boss, but like she said, but then you're not going to have a problem. That was Dak Gemara's proposition, which again is out of order, that there would not be a problem of Beis Batim. But then the Gemara adds, and the continuing next says, not the beginning of the Gemara, but Dimala Maisa Chaverta, but maybe the friend's not going to die. And she's not going to go into the shul. So it turns out that the Tosafot says that regarding this, what the Gemara's question is, that if she's near the legacy, we're not goyis the loyalihi, that she doesn't go in. Rather, the loyala. In other words, that woman that we're concerned that maybe she's not going to die, we're concerned that maybe she's not going to go into the shul. Because the Tosafot says, "Hamad leikum." From the fact that we don't say, "I'm a nashli to kanzi chamed esekla," basically, that says maybe your friend's not going to go into the shul. "Amad demari to amad leikum." The case is like this: we tell Talei, "I'm a nashli tumas tamat Rachel." So he tells Leah, "It's a get for you on the condition that Rachel doesn't die." And then, of course, we want her to be divorced because Rachel's still alive. Although Rachel, "I'm a nashli," he says, "I'm a nashli to kanzi he atzmal basically," says on the condition that Rachel herself does not go to shul. Then again, the part of the Gemara is asking, "Oh, but maybe Rachel is not going to die. It comes that Leah is divorced." And below Ayla Rachel basically says that Rachel's not going to go to shul. Comes out that Rachel's divorced. And then he's without any wife. Because if we have a girl's he, because if the girl says, like, our Gemara's have this word he, Mashmet sounds like we didn't want to Rachel. That maybe Rachel's not going to die. She chavertshele, because that's the other one of Leah. Below Ayla he Leah. And then who's he? Maybe Leah is not going to go in to shul. But that's not possible. That's the Gemara's question. Because the condition was that Rachel's going to be divorced if she doesn't go into shul. But the Tosafot said that not going to use the word he. Then Tiskat Din says, why, when we're talking about the proposition regarding when we make the stipulation condition on the woman, the Gemara says, I'm an Ashley to consulate the condition that you don't go into shul. But something Gabbadi did when we finally give the ultimate proposition, when we make it dependent on the husband, is I'm an Ashley to consulate that I will go into shul. Why about her is it the condition that I won't go in, and by him it's that I will go in? So Tiskat Din, you can say, I'm Muslim, because we cannot have said by her, I'm an Ashley to consulate Bishoshi Bria, that, oh, on the condition that she goes in when she's healthy, because the inner shul comes basically, because she actually cannot go into the shul to be divorced, Because Dima Maisa come in, maybe the other one's gonna die, become the blue vice, he's not gonna have any wife at all. Now, and if it's in the situation when she's ill and she's about to die, and if she has to go in, so that she's retroactively divorced and that he shouldn't have been with two wives from the beginning of Avodah, but any chalukanis, but then she simply can't go in because she's ill. Although technically Tosfos could have made a different stipulation, she lechula basically that they should have to take her when she's ill to the shul. But ultimately, now according to the stipulation that we're saying, then you could not have said the opposite on the condition that you do go in. Now, whereas we got the day, but by him it makes sense. The Muslim, he could say on the condition that I go in. Therefore, that's more preferable to say from that saying that I'm not going to go. And the reason is from the parach, because the Gemara had asked that maybe the friend's not going to die and she's not going to go into shul. So then what's going to happen is that both are going to be divorced, become level by, he's not going to have any wife. Everything more prefers to answer. I'm not sure it comes in the condition that I go in. They're like a nefesh kula high dima of maisa, because he's not so concerned that maybe he's going to do an action, the aisle, become level by, and then he's going to go in, and that, oh, that's going to make it problematic, and that he's not going to have any wife. Whereas if the stipulation was that I'm not going to go in, then you have to be concerned that maybe he's not going to go in, and she will be divorced, and they won't have a house. But Kalavan says, that's very easy to understand. So the next master begins with the Gemara. I'm in a makriv. If he was standing and doing the avodah, b'shamash ha'mesel ha'mesel b'chul, and he heard that a relative has died, etc. Which Rashi explains b'koin hedjit. We're talking about this machleik is regarding koin hedjit, and says Tosfos v'tachi kasam l'pashat l'visa. And Rashi therefore has to go through a difficulty to explain the Gemara's question was why did he switch his opinion? By koin hedjit, very machmer binding this more than rabban. Koin gadol, the opposite, he's more mekel than rabban. But says Tosfos v'lein there, the koin gadol aris. Tosfos says no, we're talking about all cases of talking about koin gadol. And that is like this. Although technically the Kohen Gadol could sacrifice an Ayin Hanimil with the rice, it's only biblical. This actually regarding the Kohen Gadol. Rabbinically, Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, he cannot finish. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. He has to stop the Avodah and leave. I says to Ma'atim, I don't wonder, what do you mean? Why would the Rabbanu Geizer that a Kohen Gadol cannot be Makar as an Ayin? Because the Maskim, we actually conclude like this, because we're concerned that he might come to eat. We see, I'm going to come to the Kohen Gadol, Makar in the rice. Although biblically the Kohen Gadol gave Makar all day, but Gozer, the Rabban, the Rabban with Gozer, same kind of price dynamic, let me make car the Kohen Gadol, when the Rabban, so we can say the price also was originally saying regarding Kohen Gadol, and that rabbinically. And that was the question that we were asking. It sounds like, I'm in a market, what does it mean to be standing and being market? That is, Avogab, that Kadilayas, Babidaloid, and Sadia Daboid, Labid, but you other rather Daboid is in his hand. That's what we're saying, oh, does he finish or not? If that's the case, Echam Rabisi, Mahaj Rabisi, you finish. But Kohen Hedid, Oin Machal Avoid, but Kohen Hedid, that's Oin, and it desecrates the Avoid. Chemash, but Deceptive Zvach, and therefore, so to sound in the Deceptive Zvach, and the tongue will learn the rice of a Kohen Hedid, Shoy Makab, and Mace, like Mace. If he's doing the Avoid, and someone of a relative died, Manech Avoid, he's got to leave the Avoid and go out. But like, come on, the point, no one disagrees over there. You could say the disagreement is regarding the Kohen Gadol, as we said, and it's not regarding that of a Kohen Hedid. Kitchenex says not to begin with the Gemara, you know, every Avodah call again, where we're saying that he doesn't do the Avodah all entire day. And this is what Yehuda means to say. All day, the eating is the same as that krab. Meaning, just like we know, everyone agrees that he can't eat. So too, he cannot do the Avodah. But at nighttime, it's different. Then you could do the Avodah, but you don't eat. And like in the Muslim, why don't you make the Gzair there also at nighttime, you might come to eat? Because the aninus of nighttime of the morning is only rabbinic. And therefore, he goofed Gzair, the whole thing of not doing the Voida is rabbinic. But now, Nakim and Nigz Gzair, so we make the Gzair that he can't do the Voida because he might come to eat? No. Therefore, all it is that you can't eat, but you just can't do the Voida. And so, such a lemma, you cannot have answered the Chalayim words all day. I ain't no Echelkra is going on the not eating, where the Tanakhama said that the Kohen Gadol is only in Kabirakim and can't eat. On the day of the death, and also the night after, the Jews is going to be leaned in and saying that only at nighttime you can't eat. But at nighttime you could eat. Because actually in Zvachim of Tzadik Tesam, the Beis Yehuda holds that Aninus Laila, the Yom Misa, the Reis. Actually, the nighttime Aninus after the day of death is actually biblical. The day of burial, that's actually where the halacha is that it's rabbinic. And if you can't say that the Jews' intention was that it's forbidden to eat all day, and the night afterwards permitted, because actually the night afterwards also forbidden according to Behuda to eat kashrut. And the Vahad Masik, this we conclude, Kol Hayoyim, that he doesn't do the Avodah because he might come to eat, Avalai Loloi, but not regarding Naitim, Hayin Udiyim Kavur, that's regarding the day of the burial. The Udiyim Misa, because if it's the day of the death, Hashemin Leder Behuda, Bepalk for Tvoyim, as we just pointed out, then this Udiyim Misa is actually the Reisa. Vimki Nixit the Muslim Mechum, and they say, actually, you should make the Xer that it's forbidden to eat. Oh, rather, obviously, we're talking about the nighttime after the Kavura, where it's not eaten, forbidden to eat kachem only rabbinically, and therefore we did not make a gzera of vayda, achila. Yes, achila cannot do, but the avoda is permitted.